On the advice of their lawyers and also their doctors, Off the Perch Podcast would like to inform all listeners that the opinions expressed in these recordings are solely personal and do not reflect the views of any organizations they are associated with. As such, if you are offended by any content herein, please contact Off the Perch directly and they will be addressed live on the next show.
This is Off the Perch, a New York Red Bulls supporters podcast.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Jiki finds a sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Off the Perch. It's Steve.
It's Chris.
It's Pat.
And, yeah, we took a couple weeks off.
I'm alive.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's like we're like a quarterly... monthly show now, but we'll get back to weekly. We're working our way back up.
When you're your own boss,
yeah,
you make your own schedule,
yeah,
play by your own rules.
Your body decides when you work or you don't work, and it's just like, yeah, well, sorry guys, I'm my face is fucking like leaking liquid. I can't record. Sorry to get really graphic, but you know,
ever since Apple took over MLS and disbanded. The RBNY podcast Super League, you know, we're on our own.
Yeah.
No one's paying us the big bucks anymore.
There's no more independent fucking coverage anywhere.
I had to get a job.
I saw a tweet today where like the MLS Twitter account was just like, let's see what Andrew Wiebe has to like think about what's happened in the past week in the league. And I felt like Chappelle, like minus the transphobia, but I felt like Chappelle talking about like, why the fuck would I want to think about what Andrew Wiebe thinks at a time like this? Like the Ja Rule skit? Like I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Why? No. I'll pass.
What's Ja think?
What does Andrew Wiebe think about fucking the Vancouver Whitecaps? Like I don't care.
Yeah.
let's not ask and say we did. No, but yeah, we've been gone for a while. The clubs had a pretty solid month or so since we last recorded. You know, we're unbeaten right now, right? In like how many games
since Columbus,
right? Since that really bad loss. Yeah, you know, a lot of draws, but you know, it's somewhere on the road. Some are against you know decent opposition, like this past weekend, Vancouver. But yeah, all in all, like a decent. Run of form, I guess, to start the season. You can see that there's like some flaws in the team, but all in all, we have a solid product out there, I would say.
Yeah. Have we faced a single team not in playoff position? Like, the only one I can think of possibly would be Dallas, and that's just because I have no fucking clue what goes on
what the standings are. Yeah.
No idea.
Is Orlando in the playoffs right now? Orlando. Orlando's sitting third to last. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's
Chicago
all...
too, but
oh, yeah, Chicago, I mean, we lost.
Most of them have playoff teams.
Yeah, yeah.
As much as you can be a playoff team 10 games into the season. Yeah.
And when like three-fourths of the league is a playoff team.
Yeah.
That too.
But yeah, Vancouver. 1-1 draw. You know, it's Vancouver, surprisingly... We didn't record last week, so we didn't say they were a soccer team, but they're in much better shape than prior years. They seem to have their stuff together. I think they're like second in the Western Conference right now. Oh, no, third right now. And the game at home resulted in a 1-1 draw. Brian White got Vancouver's goal in the 15th minute. Morgan got a header off of a Forsberg corner, I think, in the second half, like the 56th minute or something like that. Ultimately, like it was just it felt like a lot of back and forth. The one thing I noticed this past week, and then I guess when I was in LA, was just the amount of passing we're doing in the back is so much more than I'm used to. And I'm trying not to be negative about it, but there are moments where it's just like, kind of like get on with it. But it's good in the sense that we're keeping possession, we're keeping control of the ball. We're not, you know, it's not resulting in like many mistakes. I just wished that all this passing would result into more goals if we're keeping possession. It's just ultimately our strikers are still our strikers. we still have to rely on Lewis Morgan, because like you get moments where like Manuel hits a ball off the post at the end of the LAFC game, and like I don't know, we're still in dire need of a striker.
Yeah, I just want to be like old man yells at cloud right now. I'm really disappointed in everybody on Twitter for not giving my tweet where I called Manuel Bolin Basket Darwin Nunez more love, because that deserved more than like
I didn't see that tweet that he got. I didn't see it. Oh man.
Yeah, I tweeted it during the like I quote tweeted the club's tweet about like Manuel coming in, and I was like, oh good, Bolin Basket Darwin Nunez is on the field.
Bolin Basket 365 Hofe's yeah. 365 fucking Darwin Nunez. Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's this we're that's what I was saying before. It's just like we're almost there. I really do feel like we're like right on the cusp of like having a pretty good team. It's just we can't rely on our strikers. Like our midfield is pretty solid. Obviously we're decimated with injuries at the moment, like to the point where like we had Sergio Gomez dead again. We showed his jersey before a game started, so like that's the ultimate signifier that like we're probably not seeing him this season. Players were wearing like their number, like the numbers of like our Sergio Gomez and a few other players that picked up knocks over the past few weeks. But we're still making do in our midfield. Our defense, other than the random red cards that our defenders are just picking up, whether it's an elbow to the face from Reyes in the LAFC game. Or was that the game before that?
It was Chicago. Right? No, that was the game. That was before.
That was the game before LAFC, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. So we haven't seen him in a while. Ile or whatever in this game just let his intrusive thoughts win and just like hand like just grab like basically caught the ball as if he was a fucking like wide receiver. I get that it was strategic in a sense to like prevent the goal scoring opportunity, but I just feel like there could have been a better way to do that. but yeah, our defense has been solid. It's just unfortunately at the moment our strikers are still not producing the way we want to.
I will say I when I was watching the game on delay, I was kind of expecting still after the equalizer. Was kind of expecting it to just sort of peter out and be, you know, pretty drab next 40 minutes. And I mean, some of the ball movement up front was, again, I mean, obviously like the bar is extremely low. It was significantly better than what we've been accustomed to. And
yeah,
they actually were sort of, again, as you're kind of saying, like definitely not there, definitely need both, you know, personnel reinforcements, but also, yeah, are just, tactically a little bit slow, mm-hmm. but it's still been cleaner and improved compared to what we've been used to watching.
I just remember something I thought during our pre-recording. I was like, we don't have any news, but we do have news, and we'll get to that. But yeah, no, it's been weird. It's that second half, Pat, I agree with you in the sense that yeah, there were moments, but it just ultimately always would just peter out. Like, even when Burt came in the 90th minute, I think they gave us, like, 7 minutes of stoppage time or something like that. And, you know, there was one moment where Burt had the ball, and it was just essentially from midfield and just kind of, like, taking it by himself and would just, like, keep, like, just, like, these, like, touches that were just, like, kind of, like, heart attack-inducing touches because, like, he was on the verge of losing possession but still was keeping possession somehow. And then, unfortunately, with the final touch, like, he just didn't have enough, like, he wasn't close enough to the ball to hit the ball with enough force, and then Morgan was right there next to him that he could have, like, given the, like passed right. The ball over to. So it's just moments like that where I just feel like, there's not enough clicking, even, like, with certain players, because obviously we've seen games where, like, Morgan and Van Zier have, like, assists, like, basically, like, three assists and, like, a hat trick and goals, and it's just, like, we can see there's potential there, but then it just always, that was essentially the peak. And we haven't gone back to that, which is frustrating.
Yeah. There just isn't a whole lot of bite. I mean, even obviously the most recent game where the only goal comes off of kind of a goalkeeping error like that, you know, that wouldn't happen most of the time.
Yeah. And yeah. Morgan,
that's
was
how we're rely. Like, I know it's, I know it's MLS, but you know, if that's what you're relying on to put the ball in the back of the net, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like no one was marking Morgan on that goal. He was kind of like by himself, and just he had to get like he had to kind of go like plank mode to like head it in, but still like no one was basically near him for that goal. He had time like, to just kind of like prepare and then just get down and hit the ball with enough force to get to get past the keeper, who was more towards he was near post as opposed to like far post when Forsberg corner came in.
Right, he went down low to try and sort of punch the ball out and didn't hit it cleanly. Yeah. I mean, Morgan had a lot to do. Like the finish itself is actually quite impressive.
But oh yeah, he for sure.
Have been in that position to score in the first place. I guess is what I'm saying. And yeah, like third in the East, but also after 10 games, it's only 4 wins. Like we don't have to be over the moon.
Yeah, that's the part where it's just like I'm at the point where like I'm seeing it. Like we're right now in the past 6 games, 2 wins, 4 draws, and it's just like I it's good that we're kind of not getting so many losses, but we have more draws than wins right now. We're 5 draws, 4 wins, and it's just like if we keep this rate going, it's MLS, so like the teams below us might just stay at the same pace, but it'd be nice to get, you know, more positive results than just constantly getting draws. I was wanting to go back to the Vancouver goal, just in the sense that like it wasn't there was a that I still kind of I needed to go back and watch it, but it just felt like there was a lot of kind of back and forth, and our defense just wasn't ready for a combination like that that just led to Brian White getting a nifty goal. I think you can chalk that up to maybe just the constant shifting of center backs, where like we haven't had like a solid pairing now for near a month because people keep getting red cards or injuries and stuff like that. And we're still at this point with the defense where we're still due like a mistake. I don't think it was in that instance. It was like an error in terms of like positioning or something like that. I think they just weren't ready for the combination play that Vancouver showed up with. Brian White, who got a plaque for his service to the team like 10 years ago.
My God, did he really?
Yeah, he got one. I remember I tweeted before after what was the last? Oh, the Chicago game when Barlow got the plaque, and I was just like, I'm looking forward to Drew Yearwood getting one next game, or when we play Nashville in June. And then I'm there in one at the top of 101, and like they're showing like Brian White highlights on the big screen. I'm just like, jeez. Wait, they're doing the same thing for Brian White? Like he's been gone for like near a decade. It just felt weird. It's just like they're doing this weird like it doesn't even feel like an apologia tour to some degree. I don't know. It's weird. But like they're just giving plaques to everybody that's ever played for us.
Yeah, I mean, not to, you know, just continue being a stick in the mud, but no serious club does that.
That's, it's just so strange.
I can't believe that.
It's just a little weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I do remember the Tom Barlow one. And I mean, I'm not going to defend it, but at least, right, it was a recent departure.
Yeah,
that still shouldn't be happening. That's ridiculous.
It's not like he's been a player that's been in MLS.
Giving it to a guy who played 3 years ago. He's probably at this point played more for Vancouver than he has for us in the first team.
Pretty sure he has. If not, he's near it.
My God.
But yeah, it's very strange.
I mean, this is what you expect from the club that begged the league to reschedule the Miami game. So that Lionel Messi could dunk on us again. My God.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, so stuff like that is just it's still weird in the sense that like. Some of the decisions the club are making as a whole are still kind of eye raising. Yeah. So Brian White, what did I say? It feels like a decade ago because he left like in 2021, but like time doesn't matter. He has 47 appearances for us and then 90 appearances for Vancouver.
Jeez.
So he's near double. So like, yeah, it was a few years ago, but it just feels like so much longer.
God, he got a plaque for 47 appearances.
Yeah, it's like a thing where it's like I'd understand if this was a player that's been in MLS for years and like he's like on his retirement tour, like when they did for like Jeter, like when like every club would like give him something because he's retiring. But like even then,
how many
times
has Sean Davis come back and Alex Mouille and Dax McCarty?
I'm looking. That's what I said. I'm looking forward to June when they have like five fucking, when they have Dax.
Oh my God.
Dax, Muil, Drew Yearwood.
Oh no, Sean Dax is on Atlanta now.
Oh yeah, Dax is on Atlanta now. So when we play Atlanta, that'll be the one they do for Dax. Yeah. But Drew, Sean, Alex, just all getting a plaque because of their services like years ago. It's
also, how are you the opposing club and allowing that to happen? So it's, yes, it's extremely unserious from RBNY, but also, I don't know, if I were the coach of whoever the other team is, it's like, you're not going up to get some stupid plaque. Like,
honestly, you're
going to stay here and focus on pre-match warm-ups.
I get what you mean by that, but also partly, like, it's almost like you're giving a player, an opposition player, like a bigger ego heading into a game, especially a striker who's like all about confidence.
Yeah.
You're giving them like this moment in the spotlight, and then they're about to go play a game where they're going to try to score against you. And just like, well, I just got fucking like applauded for my service here.
They care more about me than they care about you.
So stuff like that is just weird. And like, yeah, I'm trying to be like UPAC, where I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud, but it's just like, it's kind of strange.
How else are you supposed to approach it? Right?
Like, yeah.
You know, I don't know. Again, it's one thing if it's Dax McCarty, who was the club captain for several years, and yeah, was extremely well liked by, which again, they didn't even do it. It was more that, you know, the supporters themselves went out of their way to give him a show of affection.
Yeah.
Like this is just strange. Beyond me.
It's very weird. It's very weird.
Look, all I request is that when we play Cincinnati, they do one for Evan Loro. And it's like, let's look at his highlights. And it's literally nothing.
It's him like, at the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
It's Red Bull 2 highlights.
And then Matt Miazgi's just standing there. It's like, what am I, on chopped liver? It's like, yeah, no, you don't get one. Yeah, it's very strange. Now it just opens questions as to like when we play certain teams, like who's gonna get a plaque from Mark DeGrand before the game starts. Weird stuff. Yeah, there's not much else to kind of talk about with this game. Standard 1-1 draw. There was a moment when I was preparing for this episode where I was just like, since these past few games have been kind of boring to a degree. Like, it's but boring in a good way, in the sense that like we're not shitting the bed. Yeah, there was moments in the Vancouver game where it just felt like our offense was kind of in 2023 mode, where like we had chances but we couldn't convert, and there was the possibility of them kind of like pulling that standard 2-1 loss when we had like a bunch of chances. It didn't result in that, thankfully, but it was a solid performance almost to a fault, where it's just like, come on, like give us something, give us a little more like oomph in the final third, and it'll be fun. Anything else for this Vancouver game before we move on? Excuse me. Take that silence as a no. On to more positive news. Gerhard Struber got fired from RB Salzburg.
Yeah.
You happy that he got? Because I'm obviously happy that he got fired, because unlike Chris Armas, I sincerely wish him nothing but the worst. He was a terrible person.
Chris Armas was in a bad situation.
Chris Armas, yeah, like.
And then I had a league apparatus. He had a league apparatus that apparently just like didn't see any flaw in him.
Yeah, I would love nothing more for him to get some, you know, meme high profile European job again.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be the assistant for Ralph at Bayern or something.
Oh my God, please. Yeah. but I mean, yeah, Struber was just a jackass the whole time he was here.
And, yeah.
But I kind of wish they had kept him on board so that he could be the manager who definitively lost the title.
Their 11th straight title.
For the first time in like 15 years.
Yeah, yeah. I was of two minds with that. Like on the one half, I'm just like, should I be celebrating this guy losing his job and like sinking like Salzburg? And I was like, and then I was just like, yeah, absolutely. But it's just like, he's no longer here. But he caused so much strife and like issues for us. And I was just like, yeah, no, I enjoy seeing like him go to a team being like the anointed one, and then essentially just like reverse the progress a club has made, where they've won like 10 straight league titles, and the same excuses that he had here, he was saying over there, but just in German. It was a sight to see. He lasted less than a season. I'm kind of astonished that he didn't last a whole season, given that like he lasted so long here. But I guess it's the difference between how Red Bull views us and views Salzburg. But yeah, it was funny to see that news. The first the rumor came out, I think it was during the the Chicago game that rumor got posted, and everyone in the was like walking around talking about it. Or was it the Gotham game? I don't remember. But yeah, and then when it was actually announced, it was just like, wow, amazing. You've managed to do something that like no one else has. It's just like
virtually impossible not to win that league title with Salzburg.
Yeah.
It's not worth getting into, but I pretty sincerely feel like you can put any Joe Schmo and have them say, lads, it's
Sterngrass
or something. And, you know, cause your players are so much better, you should win the league title.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the only, yeah, go ahead. Steve, sorry. Yeah,
there's other semi-related coaching rumor news.
Oh,
apparently Jesse Marsh is going to get the South Korean national team job.
That makes me sad because it feels like Jesse Marsh is following in the footsteps of Jurgen. I mean, he's literally following in the footsteps of Jurgen Klinsmann, but in the same way, like not just in taking that position, but also in the sense that like now his role in punditry, he just talks like this big game about like, oh, I do this, and this differently. And it's just like, you're just being Jurgen Klinsmann at World Cup 2010 again. We're like talking about like, oh, the U.S. can do this and they'll succeed. And then he got the job basically based off being a pundit and then just tanked us and we missed a World Cup because of it. I hope Jesse doesn't follow that exact path, but he's damn near, you know, he's kind of right along that path. It's kind of worrying.
Yeah. I just find it funny that like life comes at you fast. Like one day you're studying your hardest to learn German and the next day you're coaching the South Korean national team.
Long way from when he left a game early to get on a plane to for take this a coaching course.
Far cry from that time. I just hope he gets back to like a, I don't know, man. You're already going for like national team gigs. You're like barely like, well, how old is he? Like 50, early 50s, late 40s? I feel like national. Like, I think
he's in his 50s.
He's in his 50s, but I feel like Pat, you've said it before. Where like national team like jobs should be reserved for like only like managers that are in like their 60s plus. Like
it's like just a soft retirement, basically.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So for Jesse to kind of go down this route, it's just like, man, I feel like you have enough years. Like you still have more years where you can kind of get a team. Even he'll like get like go for like a championship position or something like that. I don't know.
But this opens up the opportunity for like Lens to run into Jesse when South Korea plays in Singapore. Like
that would be something. He just records an impromptu Metro Fan TV like sit down interview.
I want Lens to just be waiting at the airport with a sign that's like North Korea es más grande que South Korea.
Uche es más grande que Jesse. Yeah, that would be something. Oh man, but yeah, a lot of news around our former coaches.
I mean, he might like honestly, as far as club gigs go, he might have to just come back to MLS.
I really thought he was.
I mean, playing like coach management is not like being a player where there's kind of a discernible stock, right? I mean, I don't know. I remember a lot of the chatter a few years ago was about how now that American players are making the jump to Europe as though it was the first time it happened.
Yeah.
Now that American players are making the jump to Europe, the next thing is to get American coaches in Europe. And it's like, I don't know, that's not really how things work. Clubs don't go out of their way to hire players to hire managers based on stuff like, you know, nationality or how well they did in some podunk league like MLS. Like, that's not really how typically works. He hasn't really been terribly successful anywhere he's been in Europe, so maybe the ship has sailed on him becoming
He might just need a reset. He might just need, I mean, South Korea is not the reset I would go for.
No, it's not.
I think he should have. Maybe there's just nothing in MLS right now. But there's always a position. There's always someone on the hot seat in MLS. It's
and
very
his stock. His stock. Yeah, I mean, it's not real across borders, but his stock within U.S. soccer is extremely high.
Oh yeah,
If he so much as hinted at a return. Like, yeah, the next club with a manager on the chopping block would probably be interviewing him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much news for the team that we're talking about our former managers. But the window's closed right now, so we'll give them some grace. But I'd like to get a rumbling or two of some potential signings. Onwards to Miami. Not for the Formula One Grand Prix, but for the actual game down there. The team is trying to do some corporate synergy and just posting about how, like, everyone's like, oh, everyone's down there for both the F1 race and for the Red Bulls. It's like, okay. But yeah, we are down in Miami for a game against Inter Miami FC, or CF, whatever. They're not a soccer team. They're a team hoisted up by whatever the league apparatus is these days, to the point where like someone released a conspiracy theory that they think the reason Miami had that first game on a Wednesday to start the season is so that they would always have an extra game in hand, so they would always be near the top of the table if they continue at this pace.
What was that one BMS tweet that was like, Miami is just like Barcelona, except it's only the money laundering aspect, something like that.
Yeah, pretty much. They sign. It feels like they sign like a new like South American player like every 2 weeks, and it's just like, at what point do we just does the league just? I mean, there's no length at which the league will not like they can go sign fucking they could have gone sign Giroud and they wouldn't have batted an eye. But yeah, it's a very strange team, very strange organization. We're going down to play them. Last time we played them was at home, where we destroyed them 4-0. That was the game where it was pouring rain and cold, and it was clearly evident that no player on that team, minus maybe Campana, wanted to be there. Luis Suarez looked like the most miserable person on the planet that day. But now we're playing down there in sunny Miami. And what do we feel? How are we feeling about this game down? Actually, no, let me correct myself. Down in Fort Lauderdale. How are we feeling? Messi's back, right? Like he's solidly back. There's no like international break or like Argentina friendly at like Arrowhead Stadium that he has to go to, right?
I don't know. I could absolutely see us getting our asses handed to us, like Suarez just going off because the temperature is warm enough that his knees work.
Right.
But at the same time, I could also see us just Lewis Morgan with 7 goals and that's still not celebrating any of them.
Scores the most individual goals by a player ever, and he's just like, no, I cannot celebrate. They are my former team. It's like, you played there 8 years ago. Stop. Fucking be happy, man. Yeah, their last 3 games are all wins. 2-3 win over Sporting Kansas City on the road, 3-1 win against Nashville, 4-1 win against New England. Oh, that was the game where, like, New England was just like, look how many people were in fucking Foxborough for this game. It's just like, they weren't there for the revolution. Fucking losers. But we're losers too, because you know the entire league is. When it comes to Miami, I don't know. I'm of a mind that Reyes back. Reyes is back because we need Reyes. We don't have Eli.
We need another fucking center back. Jesus.
The fucking rotating fucking red card fiasco that is our center backs that's not named Sean Neal has to stop at some point. I think we can get a result. It would just have to be one, we can't get like screwed by like the refs, because it just feels like every not to complain about the refs before the game, but like there's when they play, it's always a little bit weird, like weird cooking when they play at home. Yeah, like our defense just has to be solid. Duncan has to not make mistakes if he starts, which I don't think he has been recently, but we'll see now with rotation and stuff like that. And yeah, our forwards just have to fucking go out there. And with a defense like Miami's defense is not that good. They usually let in at least one goal per game. Our forwards just need to fucking produce. It largely depends on who's up there. It's probably going to be Van Zier, with Morgan up top, with Manuel coming in as a sub, and just get the ball in the net. Fuck. Like, it's so annoying that they just, that one at LAFC, like that one off the post at the end of the game was just so maddening. It didn't help that like there was some fucking asshole LAFC fan recording us during the review for that penalty call. So like I was already pissed. So when that went off the post, I was like, God damn it. I think it's just up to our strikers to just fucking actually go out there and produce. I think we can win, but I'm gonna go with a 1-1 draw. Actually, no, I'm gonna go with it. No, I'm gonna stay with a 1-1 draw.
I guess for a lot of the reasons that you guys have already outlined, I actually do kind of think this will be the first proper pasting since Columbus.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, shorthanded at the back. Despite spurts of good form, haven't actually been very effective going forward all season, even if it's looked better. And yeah, this is just a completely different game. The Miami players, as you said, Steve, will actually want to be there. I don't know. This is, 3-1 loss.
3-1. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say something, and it might be, I don't know if it's controversial or not, but I feel like Tolkien needs to step up. I feel like he's kind of coasting right now, in the sense like he's out there and he's doing good, but like it just feels like he's at a gear that's not like not what I want to see. Yeah, he's distracted. Like I feel like all the stuff with the US men's national team and like all the stuff that's like flying around him, like all the rumors and stuff like that, it just has him in this spot where it's just like he's not putting his full focus into the game. And it was evident during Vancouver, and it was frustrating, at least for me to watch. And I feel like he has to kind of get his head back in like fully. Is this it's gonna happen? Probably not, given that it's a circus already going down there. But like sooner rather than later, I'd like to see Tolkien kind of get his head, you know, fully re-engaged with the team, because it's not that it's awful. He's not saying that he's like shit out there, but it just doesn't feel like he's at his best. That's my hot fuego take, I guess. Yeah, I'm going to stick with my 1-1 draw. I think we can at least get out there with the draw. It's just up to fucking defense to not let, make stupid mistakes with, you know, it's kind of hard to when it's against those kind of players, but we shall see. I didn't ask for questions. I'm not going to sing question time because I didn't ask for questions. I feel bad that every time I've asked for questions these past few weeks, the next day I'm just like, sorry guys, we're not releasing an episode. So next week I'll do the whole proper, you know, stuff and ask for questions. Miami's not a soccer team. Ohio's not a place. I've seen, those are some of the other ones I saw. Anything else before we wrap up?
Did you have any good street truck food
in LA? No.
Was it better than San Jose? Was it better than the food truck lasagna, I guess is what I'm asking?
No, so LAFC Stadium was, while I did like it to some degree, it feels very, it's very, what's it called? It's like a very performative place. like Bank of or whatever BMO Stadium it is now. Like it's cool. Like the 3252, that whole section is cool, and it's, I am jealous that like their whole stadium knows songs. Like they'll sing, like the entirety of the stadium will sing some of their songs. That does make me jealous.
Yeah, but 90% of their songs are just grunted.
That's true. But it,
like, hey. if the song has more than just LAFC or Los Angeles Football Club, like,
yeah, true. What,
like, it's, and that's fine. Like, yeah, you know, you could be creative, you could be loud. It's hard to be both.
Yeah, Monica was astonished by the falcon that flew around the stadium before the game started. That was wild, like in the sense of how ridiculous that was. But like, there's, doesn't Lazio do that? Don't they have a bird?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, right. Which, I mean, maybe not a, yeah, maybe they don't eagle. They have an eagle. Right. Maybe don't associate like with a tradition that Lazio does. But you know, that's just me saying it. Yeah. No, I didn't get. We didn't have enough time to get like proper seafood. We were like kind of just going around. We went to Disneyland because my father-in-law was in LA at the same time that we got there, and we didn't know. And then they sent us a picture of them in Disneyland, and we're like, what the fuck are you guys doing in Disneyland? It's like, yeah, we're here for like a one of the kids' birthdays party. Like, one of the kids' birthdays. I'm just like, okay, I guess we'll meet you guys there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we went there, spent a whole day. My feet were killing me after because it's just all walking. I did like Thunder Ridge, that roller coaster, and I thought my head was going to get decapitated because I'm like 6'6" and it's a ride for children. but all in all, fun time. We ordered tacos from, we got tacos from a place that the way they give it to you was essentially you order the tacos and you order your drinks, and then they give you the tacos on a plate, and they essentially put like a shower cap like on it, and they don't put like the onions and cilantro. They give it to you in like in a separate plastic thing, and I the entire, I hated it. It was the worst. So that was my experience of like LA tacos. I feel like we looked up a place and it had a shit ton of reviews. But yeah, no. I don't even remember the name of it. I think I wiped it from my memory because I'd never want to experience that again. But yeah, still a fun weekend. Still a fun time. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to do it for us. I hope you enjoyed my little foray into an away trip. We'll be back next week. I assure you. Hopefully I'm not, you know, sneezing to the point where my joints start hurting again. But yeah, we will be back next week. We'll talk about the result of the Miami game, and then we go to we play New England at home. So we'll talk about that game, and yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Peace.
Later. Bye.